Monday.
It is a huge shock, and my sympathy goes out to you all at the station, but of course most particularly to William and Chris's sons and the family. It's something you can't really even begin to... Well, I can't even begin to take on board at the moment.
Yeah, we're all kind of just reeling from it. I think and when it's a sudden death, you know, you kind of get that the shock and the loss at the same time as well.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming on. I just wanted to ask you about... Ian found faith fairly late in life, didn't he?
He did. I mean, I think it would be fair to say when he first took over Melting Pot, he would, I think, probably at the best call himself something like an agnostic. You know, he's totally, really a non-believer. But, you know, typical of Ian, he always researched all the subjects with which he was involved, and that included the Christian faith. And I think one of these life-changing experiences was when he came with us on pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I, by chance, had heard him say on a throwaway remark on a program he'd done about a year previous, "Oh, one day I'd like to visit the Holy Land," and we happened to be organizing a party, and I invited him along, and he came and did a series of programs. And I think that started to change his whole perception on Christianity. But he found his faith himself. It was something he had to do for himself, and that was typical.
Yeah, and that's so right. I think for me, the moment that kind of struck me is we did Singers in Need.
Yeah.
And we all the idiots like me who had come up with a song that, you know, we quite fancied singing, but Piercy did Here I Am to Worship.
Yes.
And it was such a revelation for... I'd known him for, you know, 15 years, and this was the first kind of outward sign of Piercy believing in some kind of God.
And it was shortly after he'd been with our second trip to the Holy Land, and I think I'm right, on stage he was wearing his T-shirt that we presented with him saying, "I've been baptised in the River Jordan,"
yes,
which is what had happened. He'd actually got baptised with us in our party at the source of the Jordan River. A very, very moving ceremony.
He was very proud of Melting Pot, and as I said earlier on, I was talking in the car park, he got great audience figures last time round, and he was...
fantastic. It was a very good programme.
Yeah, and the thing as well, Paul, was that he didn't shy away from the big questions.
And he would ask the big questions, but he could ask it in such a way that he would get an answer.
Yeah.
And he also could talk to anybody and get them to tell their story. I think was his great gift, and made listening on the radio so interesting.
Yeah.
But there's also a fun side too. I remember that there was one incident on our first trip to Israel where I've only ever seen Ian Pierce white-faced once. And we'd been, as a whole party, we were trying to get onto the Temple Mount, having been to the Western Wall in Jerusalem to visit the Holiest of Holies, the Al-Aqsa Mosque and others. And Pierce was up the front, and suddenly came pounding back down this causeway, which we were around, absolutely white-faced. And I said, "What on earth is the matter?" He said, "They said at the top, if I take a step forward, they're going to shoot me dead." And it was because he'd got his recording equipment, and he was absolutely white-faced. There was, you know, didn't like it before. We then, of course, had to do a mile-and-a-half trek around the outside of Jerusalem to meet up with the party, and by then we certainly weren't white-faced, we were very red-faced, because it was a very hot Friday morning, but it's, I think, the one time I've seen him slightly scared.
I think we've all got those anecdotes. I've got tons with him, because I did drive to, and we had some great times. And that, you know, it's sad times.
Yeah.
You also come up, your brain gets filled with the giggles and the stupid things, as, you know, as two middle-aged men, we used to do some, you know, carry on in an afternoon in a radio station, and then realise we had to go and have fun on the radio. It's just it was a great thing. We'll miss
humor.
Him.
It's his humour that was above anything else, wasn't it?
We'll miss him.
Yes, we will. But God bless you all, and God bless all those who are mourning his loss at the moment.